Hello. You there? Listening to my voice. It's kind of funny how. People listen to a voice and then instantly go whether they like it or not. Suppose most of you who listen to my voice actually like it. Or maybe it's because of my charming looks, or my wit, or my intelligence. Sure. I'm just kidding. Suppose I'm lucky that I have the kind of voice that people enjoy listening to. Or the kind of things that I come up with that people want to listen to, either or. Still thankful that you do. Glad that I'm able to somehow say the right things and make you fall asleep. It sucks being able not to sleep, you know. Well, you do, because you're listening to my PTA stuff. Or maybe it's for different reasons. Maybe it's just to feel like you're close to someone, and that's totally fine too. And either way, I'm just glad that I'm able to do that. Whether it's making you feel happier. If it's making you fall asleep, both are good things. Sleep for me is kind of weird. It wasn't always. When I was younger, and today, I still fall asleep almost immediately after going to bed. On very rare occasions, I suffer from the occasional bouts of insomnia, but I don't think it's really a medical thing. It's more that, you know, you lose time of a track of things and then you're trying to go to sleep at 6, 7 in the morning, but at that point in time, you're so used to being awake as well, so it's kind of hard to go to sleep at that point. I never really have issues sleeping. But what has changed over the years is the fact that rather than lying down completely, I have a habit of either sitting up, lying with some kind of angle, or just lying down completely. I don't know what sparked it. I don't know why I ever started sleeping sitting up, but I think it's it started back in high school or a few years after that, where I just think it became a thing, sleeping sitting up, because I would fall asleep here in my chair gaming late at night, or, and then wake up a few hours later and go to sleep. Or maybe it was because ending up, I don't know, but it just became something that I actually enjoyed doing, rather than always sleeping on my back. Sometimes I would sleep sitting, and I don't know, kind of alternate between the two. Sleep is a funny thing, because for me, sleeping is just sleeping most of the time. I go to bed. These days I listen to ASMR, I don't need it, but I just do. And then I sleep and I wake up. On rare occasions I dream. Not really nightmares. I used to have a lot of those when I was younger. But now it's more just abstract crap that I don't really, that I can't really relate to or understand why the fuck I'm dreaming in. But as far as I understand, I think I'm one of the luckier people, you know. Fall asleep easily, always. I usually sleep all through the night. Unless I need to go up and pee during the night, which I sometimes do. It depends on how dumb I am. Gaming, I have a tendency to drink a lot of water or soda or whatever. So, but mostly I sleep all through the night. I sleep easily. I sleep heavily, so nothing really wakes me up. And I'm fresh and refreshed when I wake up the next day ready to get out of bed, because I don't really like spending time in my bed. I don't know. Maybe it's just a GWA phenomenon, but a lot of people that suffer from insomnia in here, who have restless sleep, who are type B people, you know, the kind of people that just want to sleep in for hours before they get up, and who have weird dreams too, and many of them. And there's nothing wrong with that, I'm just saying, it's kind of funny how people are different in that aspect. Right now I'm pretty tired, honestly. Why, I have no idea. I shouldn't be, but I don't know. I just am. Maybe it's the stress. But it'll be good to sleep later. A few hours. Hopefully this is putting you to sleep. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you're paying too much attention to what I'm saying. Så det kan være, jeg skal skifte over på dansk, og så kan du i det mindste ikke forstå, hvad det er, jeg siger. Og så kan du måske gå i seng. Ja, en anden sjov ting er egentlig, hvordan folk de spiser igennem dagen. Altså, nu skal jeg fandme da passe på, hvad jeg siger, fordi det er jo ikke, fordi jeg er verdens mindste person eller noget, men det overrasker mig altid, hvordan der er mange, der ikke spiser morgenmad. Eller spiser meget lidt til morgenmad. Og for mig, hvis jeg ikke spiser en ordentlig morgenmad, så bliver jeg træt, uoplagt, gider ikke at lave noget. Så for mig der er det meget om at komme op, få gjort klar om morgenen, få noget morgenmad, få noget tøj på. Brusebad. Og så være klar til de ting, du skal igennem dagen. Middagsmad og sådan noget, der er lidt anderledes, fordi jeg gider sgu ikke rigtig at tage en madpakke med i skole. Så hvis jeg skal være der rigtig længe, så kan det godt være, at jeg tager en med. Mest alt fordi jeg nægter at købe noget i kantinen og noget. Ikke fordi de laver dårlig mad, det er bare et princip. Om aftensmad, der burde jeg egentlig begynde at lave mere mad selv. Altså, ikke at jeg bestiller udefra, men prefabrikeret mad er heller ikke nogen god vej at tage tingene. Så. Ja, det er sgu ikke, fordi jeg har så meget end at sige. Jeg sidder bare og tæller ud røven lige nu. Men ja. Forhåbentlig får det der det til at falde i søvn. Måske gør det ikke. Det er egentlig lidt sjovt. Jeg ved godt, jeg bliver ved med at sige det, men jeg er ikke vant til at høre dansk som værende et sprog, der egentlig gør folk interesseret, eller at det tænder folk. Men alligevel, når man laver en lydfil, der har dansk i stedet for alt muligt andet, så bliver, altså, der er mange folk, der bliver helt elvilde af det, så, og det forstår jeg slet ikke. Jeg synes, dansk er sådan totalt åndssvagt. Ikke åndssvagt sprog på den måde, men seksuelt giver det ingen mening. Det er virkelig det mest usexede sprog, jeg har hørt længe. Men ja. Det er mærkeligt, men det er vel fordi, det er sådan lidt fremmed, det er lidt eksotisk, og der er ikke så mange, der snakker det, så det er jo... ja. Nej, men jeg gider ikke det med, jeg har ikke noget konstruktivt at sige, så jeg smutter, men I må have det godt, og så... Må vi ses igen på et eller andet tidspunkt. Let me know if you want more of these kind of audios. And let me know if you want more audios in Danish or anything else that you could want from me.